that this morning the prayers of the righteous come before the Lord. And we thank God again for each and every one of you being a part of this call. So we're going to go on and get our call started and have our opening prayer. Will our prayer warrior for this morning, will you come to the line and lead us in prayer?
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
I can hear you, Miss Amber, our general, loud and clear. Please open us in prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Well, let us go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we just bless you and we honor you for this day that you have made. And God, each and every one of us are rejoicing and being glad in it. God, we come under the covering and an anointing of the early riser. And God, we come into agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. And God, we ask that the portals of heaven be open, Father God, unto us, that the angels are ascending and descending, Father God, upon our behalf. God, we thank you for the apostolic and prophetic, Father God, as we open the heavens and the earth, Father God, and as the angels are positioned, Father God, to minister to each and every one of us in Jesus' name by the Holy Spirit. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as the mysteries are revealed unto us through the man of God. God, we thank you, Father God, as you have downloaded the blueprints, Father God, from heaven to earth to him, Lord, to bring forth the apostolic and prophetic anointing and the word coming powerfully, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we prepare our hearts and minds and souls and spirits, Father God, to be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing according to your will, way, purpose, and plan, God. God, we bind every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every ruler of darkness in this present age. God, we come against anything coming in the airways and the frequencies, Father God. And God, we thank you that you're plowing in clarity and understanding, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for the shifting that you have already done even before the foundations of the world. God, we draw the bloodline between us and the enemy, and we thank you that we have the blood covering of Jesus Christ upon us, Lord. God, we cannot thank you, Lord Jesus, enough for this master's call, Father God, and Father God, how you have ordained, Father God, each and every one of us on this call, Lord. God, we just say, have your way. Move by your spirit. We submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit as the man of God comes with your rhema word from heaven to earth. God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. Pastor Vanessa, back to you.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that powerful prayer, and I thank you for that strategic prayer as we clear the heavens and pull back the veil this morning. You are truly a general of prayer, and we esteem the God in you, Minister Amber, and I thank you for setting the table so that we can be fed the word of God. We have just a few quick announcements before we call forth our mouthpiece from glory this morning to minister the anointed word. We want to remind each and every one of you that we do have a website. I saw an email the other day that some of you all may have been having problems when you click on the link. Please email me at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com and let us know. But that is our website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and there you will find all the links from our messages and just really awesome message after awesome message where you can sit and hear it again and again and stop and take notes. And I am so amazed how those numbers grow from even back to October, where people are going back and clicking on messages. So we're encouraging each and every one of you to visit our website. Leave us a comment. Let us know what's on your heart. Definitely to email us your prayer requests. We know that is one of our assignments, to stand in the gap and pray. And we are always looking for prayer warriors for this line. So again, the website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We're also encouraging everybody to visit your artist website, There are so many exciting new things going on and promotions. There are some new videos in our back office of different platinums where they are now filming them, and just a new spirit of anticipation and excitement in our artist family. So every day, we want everybody to visit their artist website. And for those of you all not at artists, be prayerful about being a part of this God-ordained company. Now, at this time, we always love when we have couples on the line for the spouses to introduce their other half. I don't ever say better half. I get in trouble with that. Their other half. And so at this time, we love to hear Dr. J, Dr. Joycelyn, introduce our speaker for the day. So Dr. Joycelyn, if you would, please introduce our minister for the morning.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
The floor is yours. Thank you so much for the privilege of introducing this morning our guest minister for this call. It is just an absolute honor for me to be able to do this. I take so much pleasure in doing it. For some of you, it might be the very first time. For some of you, it has been many times that you've heard this voice. And for me, it is always just an honor to do it again. This is the one that I love and adore under the Lord. He's the one that still make my baby leap. I bless the Lord for that this morning. He's the lemon in my lemonade, the jiggle in my jello. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, right now in Hartford, Wisconsin. And we just honor the Lord for the man of God, the pastor, prophet, apostle, also my husband, father of our children, a man of honor, man of integrity, man of truth. And I bring to the floor this morning to bring the word of life to these that are on the call this morning, none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III. Pastor, are you on the call this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to the master's call. Good morning to Dr. Roberts, also to Pastor Vanessa, to each of you. Always an honor and a blessing for me, praise God, to be on this master's call. So praise the Lord. We're going to go right into the word. Have some things I want to give you this morning, praying God that it would be a tremendous blessing for you. And thank you that the heavens are open, praise God, through prayer. And so let's go before the Lord and just see what he would say to us on this day. I want to talk to you this morning about using God's name in vain. Exodus 20:7 said, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." The Amplified says a little bit different. It says, "You shall not use or repeat the name of the Lord your God in vain," that is, lightly or frivolously or in false affirmation or profanely. "For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Let's talk about what is common accepted as using God's name in vain. Using God's name in vain, normally we refer to blasphemy or profane it, and in some ways using it trivial or using it in an irreverent way. And many times we know that people will do this, whether it's through conversations, people who do not fear the Lord or will use the name of our Lord in vain. I don't like to be around people who use my Lord name in vain. That's just me personally, praise God. I don't want to do that because I hold that name in such high esteem. It means so much to me. It means life to me. And so, therefore, I don't go to movies that's going to use his name in vain. I don't watch it on television. Certainly not going to give my money to support it when it happens, praise God, because I love the Lord, and his name is precious to me. And so I'm not going to sit around with somebody misusing my wife's name, and praise God. I'm certainly not going to do it for my Lord. I don't know about you, talking about Walter now, praise God. In Deuteronomy 10:20, the Lord told the children of Israel that they are to swear by his name. He said, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave and swear by his name. And so the name of their God was very, very important to them because it identified them. And identity is huge. It is important that we identify with our God. And so Israel was told to swear by it. Also, Isaiah 29 and 3, Israel was told to sanctify God's name. That is to set it apart, to make it holy. I don't play with the name of God. I don't just say it lightly or in trivial matters or joking or kidding, because if you don't sanctify it, if you don't set it apart, when you call it, it won't have much power because you didn't reverence it in before. Whatever you don't respect in your life will leave your life, and you need to know that. And so you need to have respect for people, things, and certainly we should sanctify, that is, set apart the name of God. We don't just use it. When I call that name, I mean for the character, all of the things in that name to be revealed and to show up and to have power. And so if I don't treat it with respect, when I need it, it won't have the power that it should have. In biblical times, the name stood for the full character of a person and all that he was and all that he did. Proverbs 22 and 1 said, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver or gold." The name of a person stands for three things when we have that name. That is, it stands for their nature, it stands for their character, and it stands for the personality. During the biblical times, the people would not just give names to their children or whatever. They would think about what that name was to be, because every time you call a name, you call him for the nature of that name, you call him for the character of that name, and you call him for the personality of that name. So you don't just go name your children all kind of crazy names you heard here and there, because whenever I call a name, I'm calling forth something. I want to thank the Lord that even though my mother and father didn't understand it, but they called me Walter, and Walter means either strong leader or a powerful warrior. And praise God, what should have happened is that they should have told me what my name was and said, every time I call your name, I'm calling forth for that character out of you. I'm calling forth for that personality out of you. So that names mean the nature, the character, and personality. Nature means the qualities of a person, the disposition of a person, or the processes and function of a person. Character means the moral or ethical strength of a person. Personality means the total characteristic that make up an individual personality. So when you say a person's name, that represents all of who they are. And the companies pay good money and work hard so that when that name is called, you can name some products. It means a lot. It covers a lot. And we as individuals should work hard to have good name. That's what Proverbs 22 and 1 said. I know in our ministry, we have worked very diligent and hard to make sure that name stands for integrity and honor, that when the name of that ministry is mentioned, not only among the saints, but among the ungodly, that name will mean something. Praise God. It's important. Amen? And so when we look at that, reputation is made in a moment. Character is built in a lifetime. Reputation is what men say about you on your tombstone. Character is what angels say about you before the throne of God. What do the scripture mean by vain? Vain means not yielding the desired outcome, fruitless, emptiness of speech, falsehood, or a lying. It also means worthlessness of conduct. Let's give you an example I think that we can understand, especially during the biblical time, but I think we can still use this. It will work in that many times when a man was to marry, he was to marry a bride. The bride was still at her father's home, and this, of course, in biblical times. But again, there are still some remnants of it, and I think we can use it. But when he was to marry her, this bride was to take her husband's name. And so there were some things that had to change. Number one, a change in lifestyle. She no longer lived at home. She had to come to that particular home. And so secondly, there was a change in status. She no longer was single, but she was mated to one, so she was not making eyes at other men. She was not doing certain things around other men because she has chosen to set herself aside one man. And, of course, that also included the male was to do the same identical thing. There was a change in priorities. That is, now her priorities had to be her family and later the children and the home. Whereas before, if you were single, you might have run with your girlfriends or whatever and so on. And we can take that on. But again, the priorities now, I need to take care of my family first and my children and my home before I do other things. But what if the bride would get married and would not change, say, her lifestyle? That, okay, I'm married, but I'm still going to act like I'm single. Suppose she didn't change her priorities. And supposing that in this she didn't want to live at her husband's house, she would be gone quite a bit and just come there. Well, the whole thing is that she took her husband's name in vain. She took the name, but she didn't mean to follow through what that name means. I'm going to use your name in vain. When that during that time, if one would get married, then she could go down and then on the bank accounts, her last name was changed, so she could use that name to receive all of the benefits, and he would say, listen, everything I have is yours, and everything you have is mine. We're one now. And so, therefore, she could go down the bank, and they would respect that name. And she would go to the bank, and she would go do all of these things, but yet she would did not want to change. I took your name, but I did it in vain. I didn't mean to follow through with what that meant. I just want to use your name. And so too often we as Christians have done the same thing. We take God's name, but we don't mean to follow through with what it means. Again, vain means not yielding the desired outcome, fruitlessness, emptiness of speech, falsehood, lying, worthlessness of conduct. 2 Timothy 2:19 said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth assured, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If you're going to take his name, depart from iniquity. And so we don't want to use the name of the Lord in vain. This is important because what I want to show here in this is that we recognize the other part, that the using and speaking God's name in a certain way, but I wanted to show also how important it is that if we're going to take his name, that we don't do it in vain. Now, let me just take some scriptures here, and I want to show you something, how it will change the way you see these scriptures. Let's go over, just review quickly, that when we take the name means the nature, the character, and the personality. All of that is included in a name of something, all right? The nature, the character, and the personality, praise God. So, again, we are very cautious about the names we choose because we're calling for the nature, the character, and the personality. Now, watch this as we read some scriptures and just see how they will impact you. So I'm going to read these scriptures, but where name is at, I'm going to substitute nature, character, and personality. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the nature, the character, and the personality of the Lord our God. See, that's important, not just a name. The nature, the character, and the personality of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Proverbs 18 and 10. For where two or three are gathered together in my nature, my character, and my personality, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18, 20. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till they shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the nature, the character, and the personality of the Lord. Matthew 23:39. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the nature, the character, and the personality of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19. And the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy nature, thy character, and thy personality. Luke 10:17. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already because he has not believed in the nature, the character, and the personality of the only begotten Son of God, John 3:18. And whatsoever you shall ask in my nature and my character and my personality, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my nature, my character, and my personality, I will do it. John 14:13-14. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my nature and my character and my personality, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you, John 14:26. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his nature, his character, and his personality. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the nature, the character, and the personality of the Lord shall be saved. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the nature and the character and the personality of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then Peter said, 7 gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the nature and the character and the personality of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Acts 3:6. And in his nature, his character, his personality, through faith in his nature, his character, and his personality, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yeah, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach in the nature, the character, and the personality of Jesus. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the nature, the character, and the personality of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the nature, the character, and the personality of the Lord. Now, I want to ask you a question. Because what we do we do in the nature? It is the nature of the Lord to save. It is the character of the Lord to heal. It is his personality to meet the need of lack. And we just say name, but what are we signifying? What are we signifying? And we understand that name means something. Let's not use it in vain. Let's not just use it as some little mantra that we put on the end of a prayer, in Jesus' name. What are we saying when we say in Jesus' name? And if we are gathered together in his name, do we truly have the character, the nature, and the personality? Are we gathering for that, or do we just call that name as a mantra? Many times we've used that as some mantra that we put right at the end of a prayer, Jesus' name. And let's not use his name frivolously. Let's not use it trivially, jokingly. Sanctify his name in your heart. Set it apart that when I call that name, I'm calling for something. I don't just use it, play with it, because when I really need it, I don't have the faith to believe in it. It's important. Do you use the Lord's name in vain? Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
My God, what a word. You are truly a mouthpiece of the Lord. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. I think that gives us a whole new concept in understanding the nature, the character, and the personality. Thank you so much, man of God, for that rich word that we will be eating on all day long. And we are so honored that you're not a guest. You are part of the family. And we thank God that you are truly come every Tuesday so faithfully. And we know we're going to get a rich word from the throne room of God. We want to, at this time, have Lady Candy, Minister Candy, come and cover us in our prayer requests. as well as give us our closing prayer, and we'll have comments if Dr. P.K. Roberts has anything she wants to say at that time. Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear. Please lead us in prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And we confess and proclaim that this is the day that you have made, and we purpose to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for those words of wisdom from Pastor Henderson that has truly encouraged, enhanced, and empowered us to use your name appropriately, Lord God. Father, you said in your word that if we pray, that you hear the righteous. And you said that if you hear us, you will answer us. So, Father, we come this morning lifting up those who have petitioned our prayers. We pray for the manifestation of your healing power in those who are sick. We confess freedom from all disease and afflictions. We confess freedom from all pain and misery. We confess freedom from every state of depression, disillusionment, and confusion. Lord God, we come this morning lifting up those who have become victims of financial chaos in their lives. I confess freedom of debt and financial bondage. I confess greater income and profits. I bind every satanic, diabolical stronghold in their lives. In Jesus' name, I loose the anointing, healing, prosperous power of God in the life of every listener. Father God, I pray you increase our knowledge and understanding of your word so our faith is elevated. Help us to have the confidence in your word that tells us that we are a child of God. Help us to stand firm, Lord God, on your word that tells us that we are blessed and not cursed. We are born of the incorruptible seed. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are a part of your royal priesthood. We are a new creation in you, Lord God. We are joint heirs with Jesus. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We are above only and not beneath. We are first and not last. We are victorious and not defeated. We are more than conquerors. We are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are prosperous and we are healed. We are healed. And I decree and declare that it is so. It is so. Thank you, Father God, for your son Jesus who made it possible. And we praise your name, Jesus, and in your name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer as we endeavor each and every time we come together to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and pray for one another. Dr. P.K. Roberts, did you need or have any closing comments you wanted to make at this time?
Indeed, we want to thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for hosting this call this morning. Fantastic job. Amber, you are a prayer general. Thank you for opening the heavens for us. We thank God. We thank God for the man of God who broke the bread of life this morning. I've heard using the name of God in vain, but never like this. And Lord have mercy, Sister Candy. You absolutely prayed the prayer covering. So as we close the call today and close it right on time, we thank each and every one of you for listening to this call and getting on. Just share this word throughout the day, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that we all would just like to walk in the nature, the character, and the personality of God. God, this is a powerful call this morning, and I thank him for it. God bless you. Go out and have a super fantastic day as a child of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Be blessed.